Thank you, Richard. Hello, everyone. Hi, my name is Bala Natarajan. I'm a program manager in Enterprise Cloud Group, Customer Architecture and Technology team. I'm going to be showing a demo of establishing a site-to-site VPN connection and that supports BGP routing protocol to exchange routes between two VPN gateways. Before I switch to actual demo, let me give you what I have in terms of my demo configuration. I have two VNets, one in the US Western region and another in the Western Europe region. And each of them have three subnets in them. And they are in different address space, 10.1 on the US range, 10.10 on the Western side, Western Europe side. And I have two VPN gateways, and they are going to be connected using a site-to-site VPN connection, and that VPN connection is going to use the BGP routing protocol. Okay, so let me switch to my actual demo here. So what I have here is my US Western region subscription. Basically, the location is Western Europe, and the subscription is in my name, and I have a VNet here. This is Hybrid Cat US VNet, and I have three subnets in it, a front-end, app, and back-end. You can see the IP addresses of each of these subnets here. And similarly, I have another VNet in the Western Europe side. And you can see it is in a different subscription, my friend subscription. I've been granted permission to use this. And even this subscription has a VNet, and the VNet has multiple subnets, front end, app, and back end, and each of them in their own IP range. And I have a VPN connection that is established, and I can see that from my US side. I have the connection established here, and the connection shows currently that it is connected, and it shows how much of data is sent and received. So since the connection is already established, let me quickly switch to my actual VMs and see whether they can actually talk. So this is the US front end VM. It is in the 10.1.1 range, and here is my Western Europe front end, which is in the 10.10.1 range. What I want to do is I want to be able to ping each other, so ping 10.10.1.4, and because the connection is established, they can talk to each other. Okay, so in this case, since the connection is established, I'm going to be deleting the connection and show that they can no longer talk to each other, and then re-establish the connection using PowerShell and show you the BGP support that it has. Okay, so since it is getting deleted, now let's come back to the same VM and see whether it can ping now. This time, the pings are failing because the site-to-site VPN connection was just deleted, right? So the connection is no longer there, it is gone. Let me switch to my PowerShell environment and then re-establish the connection. All right, since we talked about two different subscriptions, I need to be in the correct subscription. And since I deleted it from the US side, I am selecting the US subscription. And then I will be establishing the connectivity from the US subscription site. So I'm selecting the second command, and basically it is a new Azure RM Virtual Network Gateway connection. Then I am giving a connection name, and it is telling which resource groups are going to be used, which VNets are going to be connected, and the actual protocol used is enable BGP is set to true. So let me run this command. So this is going to establish the site-to-site connection again. and it is going to take a couple of seconds for the connection to be established. Once the connection is established, because the routing protocol is BGP, you don't have to do anything, you know, in terms of setting up routes to talk a bit, through this VPN connection. The routes are going to be learned automatically through the BGP session. And so as soon as the connection is established, we should be able to ping the VMs as before. Okay. Let me switch back to the VMs again. All right. Now, let's see whether I can ping the same VM again. Because the connection is established and the routes are launched, we are able to see the things are succeeding, and I am able to confirm that it is going through the VPN gateway by doing a traceroute command to the destination. So this traceroute should first get onto my local gateway, and then it will go over the Azure backbone between the US and Europe, and then it will actually reach the VM on the other side. So 10.1.254 is my local gateway, and it has gone through the US backbone, the Azure backbone from US to Europe, and then reached the VM on the other side. The traceroute is succeeding. And that's all I wanted to show. Basically, all we did is running the PowerShell command to establish the site-to-site VPN connection. And we said the routing protocol that we need is BGP. And so the routes are learned automatically and the VMs are able to talk to each other. And then next session, Victor will talk more detail about how to set up the actual PowerShell environment, and he will go through that step by step. Thank you.